Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Be out there playing Xbox, I'd hear you go, oh, yeah, you like that? Yeah. Like, I don't remember a lady going in there.
Is there a pod you don't talk about my loud sex? He sets it up. I know he's got to check.
It's ridiculous.
Is it?
Dude.
He's a loud one?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's loud or she's loud?
And then there's just some lady in there like, Dude, I'm out there. I'm just trying to get Sunderland into the Premier League, dude. I'm doing nice stuff.
Dude, it is crazy. I didn't expect you to have such pace.
That's the
rhythm.
That's a final lap.
That's a final lap.
I thought you'd be doing like,
yeah. How long? First heat. How long? And then there'll be a nice little pause.
Yep.
And then it'll be. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it.
How long it started fishing?
Well, he's usually fucked up, so he's like an hour of some lady getting fucking ruined.
I'm trying to get her job at Stumps.
And then she comes out, and it's like, hey. I'm like, hit her with the Forrest Gump. I'm like, Dude, we moved in upstairs. Me and my lady moved in upstairs, right above their living room. Our bed is above their living room.
Just like a different apartment.
For the first night we had sexual intercourse up there, I knew they could hear it. So in my head, I was like,
that's gotta be.
Yeah, put on a show. Dude, my pace is like.
It's old school. It's also it was a metal bed frame.
It was no rhythm.
It was a metal bed frame, just
nice and quiet. Well, I tried to slow it down for you guys. Otherwise, I would have been killing it.
It's such a mind fuck knowing all your boys are listening.
That's downstairs crazy. Going.
Yeah, it's literally not. It's never about the woman. So
I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, the second day, the first day you guys said you could hear it. And I was like, we can't.
Chris couldn't get hard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, it's too late now.
Yeah,
I was going to say that.
The problem is Tommy's so retarded, he just regurgitates stories wrong.
No, he's
well, don't be mean.
Well, is your dick hard or not? That part probably is true.
My dick's great.
About that one time.
Perfect working
bird.
One time me and Chris brought two girls. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah.
And we get done the next morning. First of all, my girl ran down the street when she got out.
Really?
She ran down the block, and I was like,
I'm free.
I was like, yo. That's not good. Turns out she was late for work. Okay. Praise Allah. But got back in there. Chris was in his bed. I walked in. I was standing in the doorway. I was like, how was it? He was like, it was great. I was like, yeah, me too. And then like 20 seconds later, I was like, I couldn't get hard. Like, yeah, me neither.
Yeah. And it was a thing where she, I was like, could you just blow me for a little bit? She's like, I don't suck dude's dicks on the first one.
Honestly,
we're either
if you're
in this
a chick,
together
you,
or we're,
you, yeah. You're out, you meet this guy, the first night you're going to suck his soft dick for a while. I think I'd probably say no to that too.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate sparkling water and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
The Diva Cup conversation blew our minds and many of our listeners' minds.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah. Do you?
What's the Diva Cup?
Exactly.
What's the Diva Cup?
This is one of my favorite stories ever told on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I swear to God. He keeps doing these. He keeps getting these zingers in, and everybody's just driving right over them.
Welcome to Mike Cannon's career.
And it's pissing me off.
Just fucking. Just that is Mike Cannon's life in a nutshell. He always crushes it.
So
nobody's
sad.
There to see it. We are
it's
fucking.
Like
the rest of us are skyrocketing.
Off.
And every time Mike crushes, the industry walks right out of the room. They're like, man,
stand
I'd love him if he wasn't gray. Right,
Jesus Christ.
Another.
No, the Diva Cup, Chris, there's a whole new
it's,
product out there.
This
the ladies.
One, will you tell
it's
the story
like a
again, please?
It's a rubber pussy bucket cup.
Okay. We rebranded it as the rubber pussy bucket cup.
So it's a rubber, that what, that guy's,
they,
like
no,
a sex
no,
toy for guys?
No, 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 no.
It's for the period.
I fear
it's
not
for your period.
Rubber cup. Okay.
So instead of a tampon, you put a cup up your pussy. And
it goes, let it fill up around
and it,
the
and
cervix.
It like, yeah, it basically like suctions itself to you, and then you pull it out, but mine got stuck.
It collects your shrapnel.
Yeah.
So what, do you have to get it like surgically removed? How'd you get it out?
No, I had to like give birth to it. I had to push. I FaceTimed Macala. She talked me through it.
Because
I was like,
calling in Andy
I was like
for
you
help.
Convinced
Wait,
me. Yeah, also I asked Andy for help and he pushed it further.
But how is that better than a tampon?
Fucking guy. Did it spill when it came out or did it stay?
That's what I never understood.
Was it like a game of flip cup where you just.
No, it spills. It like spills.
Yeah. Oh. Why is that better? Why is that better than a tampon? What's the difference?
It's not better than
because
a
tampon. It's clearly not.
And then they're supposed to reuse it.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yuck.
I would absolutely kill myself.
It's not better. I tried it one time. I was like, let me just, you know, there's like every time a new like menstrual thing comes out, you get all your girlfriends are like, I'm on this. It's great. Try it. And you're like, oh, it seems. And then I tried it and I was like, this is not worth it. I thought I was going to have to call the fucking ambulance or something. I didn't know what
it
the fuck
seems
it was
like. It seems like walking, like if you had to walk
a
with a full cup, like a pint of glass of water that's filled up to the top and you
don't
have to
spill.
Walk straight, but it's inside of you. How did you
well, and
ever
the cup
not,
like bends. Like it's like, it bends.
That's what makes it
but
worse.
When you take it out, it's a cup. Like you have to dump it in the toilet
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's a rubber
you walk around with it?
See, it's filled with like like
dude,
body.
If I was a girl, though, I would take that. I would just prank people and throw it in people's faces or make believe.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I mean,
just kidding.
There's so many options that you could do. I mean, there's plenty of things you could.
But you walk with it in, though.
Huh?
They walk around with it in.
For 12 hours?
No,
I like this
sit
tune
down.
It's like,
walk with that
no,
guy?
It comes with a wheelchair.
I'm the guy who's like, oh yeah.
I just fucking hoist myself around the city.
Sorry guys, I'm on
the
period.
I could build a boat. I could build a boat and go across
so
the ocean and I can't understand what's going on right now.
It's like, you have to see a picture of it.
I mean, I
want to. It looks like a funnel. It looks like a funnel.
I watched a YouTube tutorial.
Is this a real outro shit?
Yes. Very, very, very.
Oh, is it really very good? No, but I mean, I'm saying
it's
right up her ass.
I feel like
it's just to save like the paper from.
It's a step above.
Did you do it like? Did you get like sponsor your podcast or something?
The rest of the show is going to be together. I like how this show is now just us asking.
No, I just tried it.
What is a period?
It's like a
pussy. Diva cup.
That's it. See,
it's like a martini glass.
Yeah, it's like a wine glass.
The thing is that it doesn't come with that many. This thing isn't that long. Like
it looks like one of those things
like
you send into
long.
The sky in Fiji.
Like it's stuck there.
We're with There's Leo no, DiCaprio on the beach. Yeah, you're like
your wish. Yeah, it looks like. Have you ever seen?
We
can fill it up.
I've talked about this. I love him. So the person I'm dating, he can like fuck like four times a day, and he comes a full load. And I feel like I invented a man. Like
king shit.
34.
Show off.
I've never met a man over the age of
like
32 that can do that.
Shit.
That was subconscious.
That's the worst part. Yeah. You didn't make it better.
Four over like a like you said a day or like four in a night. You know, like
the first time we had
like morning and noon, and then you get together later at night. That's one thing.
We've
is
done
like,
it four times in a night,
yeah.
Four times in a day. It's a very new relationship. That shit's not gonna last. He's gonna get it like once a day. You know, after that,
he's bald, and bald guys have more testosterone or something. There's a thing about if you
really?
Have. Yeah,
that's like saying falling upstairs is good luck. Just trying to make you feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
You're so manly, bro.
No, it's real. Bald guys always are super like horned up. Like
okay.
I used to fuck this bald guy.
Oh wait, by the way, let me understand. Are we talking like? He shaves his head because he's bald, or like we're talking George Costanza balding.
They're,
like,
they've lost bald. Their hair, so they had to thicken it.
Yeah.
So they do take care of it, though. You're not fucking a guy with like the ring.
No.
Okay.
like a Bernie Sanders.
That's what I mean. Like people, Bernie the people Sanders. Who don't, like, you knew, you were like, I'm taking it down, right?
Right.
The people who let it just, like, it's, be is weird to
I,
me.
I do feel for idea. Guys, like, when they're in that, because not every guy's, you know, meant to be, like, a Vin Diesel. You know, like, when they're in that yeah. middle stage, yeah. you're just, like, a guy that works, like, middle management at Salesforce. He's like, I'm supposed to dick my like, head. Yeah. You guys all have, like, a good flow going. Good for you guys.
Thanks. Yep.
Yeah, it works too. I love a bald guy. Love fucking bald guys.
Okay,
you're
great.
You're fucking manly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this middle ground that you're describing is me. I feel like
No. First of all, you're not
bald up there.
You're through the like. You're in a good place.
You are.
You think so?
I'm not even bullshitting.
Oh no, you don't need to make any decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what I'm talking about is when there's like still hair. If you were like trying to comb your hair and cover spots,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You're a realist.
Yeah. Four guys with good flow.
Which we have to do.
That's it. It's just four guys with great hair talking.
You guys look great. Yeah. Yeah, all of you.
Okay, but wait. So where were we? So you're fucking the bald guy. What happened?
Oh, you know what? I misspoke. I used to hook up with this bald guy, and we were making out like heavy. Like he was really like into like sexual. Like we were like I don't know what to say. We had like jerked him off and stuff, but I was like wanted to fuck him, but I didn't want to date him.
Okay.
So one night I was like I'm gonna. He lived next door to me, so I was like I'm gonna turn this into a booty call situation. So what I did, I got really drunk at the bar. And I put on lingerie and like a trench coat and like went down there and like he was in the shower and I like sat on the counter. Like I was like, I am
holy moly, he's out of a fucking movie.
I know. I was wasted. And bottom line, we started hooking up and I started to feel like something was like a little weird. And like, again, I was like, my reflexes were slow. I was kind of drunk. And before I knew what had happened, he had like kind of rubbed his dick in between my butt cheeks and came on my back and then told me he was a born again virgin. So it didn't work out with the booty call.
That accelerated so fast.
Yeah, I was wearing a trench coat and then I was getting my butt
lady fucked.
It was like, wild because he was so sexual, but I was like, is this a thing? And I was a little bit younger. I was like 25. This is like last year or whatever. But like I was like, I never had a guy like,
so you,
like titty fuck, but butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And then come on my back. And then I was like, something is weird here. And I kept trying to get him to penetrate me. And that's when he was like, you know, it got weird. And then the next day I got a text of like,
I'm a born again.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a move.
But then he said, I still want a date.
Blocked.
Absolutely not. Wait,
were you like laying down and he like gets on top of you and titty fucks your butt
cheeks? Yeah, there was one point where I was like kind of like standing. It was like how you do doggy style.
Right. But he positions. Just was doing cheeks.
Yeah, like I was like.
And you were you kind of like, okay, like that's like,
yes!
Put it in and then. Oh,
wow. And then
I'm
my
more
spray
curious,
tan was gone.
How'd you react to the born again?
Luckily, it was like over text. I was with a guy friend having lunch, and we like died laughing.
And yeah,
like,
that's why your situation didn't work out. And never talked to him again.
I didn't laugh at his. Like, I was just like, I think we should probably just be friends.
Yeah, respect your wishes, but that's, you know,
yeah,
we're not going to be.
But he was like, I'm a next door neighbor, so I saw him all the time.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
You like staying
that's
strong?
What I was going to say. It's a very dangerous move to fuck your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes you don't have any other choices.
It was going to be perfect. Yeah, Brandon knows.
Sometimes you are physically incapable of saying
Brandon fucking
neighbor. Sometimes you have other options. Sometimes it's COVID and you haven't like seen another dick. Because I mean,
Or sometimes it's in Australia when you're
talking about it. Brandon fucked a homeless guy who lived on our roof for a while.
He wasn't homeless, he lived in my building.
You're like, I always see him on the roof without shoes on. That's a homeless bro.
I can't believe it.
Stuck up there for 6 months.
This has been going on so long.
Yeah. Wasn't he Australian or something?
Yeah. That's a good memory. Yeah. I never saw him with shoes on. I never had a phone number for the first
year. That's homeless.
I was joking, but now you're fucking
homeless. Just doesn't have a phone. I don't think he told us the phone number thing.
Guys, I went to his apartment. We've been sleeping together for a year and a half. I went to his apartment on Joe Biden Day. Well, I went there. I saw it. It
that was just something he knew they were out of town.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of surfboards.
He's like, all right, I know this family is going to the inauguration. Yeah, fucking sneak in.
Yeah, weirdly welcome in any of the pictures.
Right.
Totally. He's like, this family was super Democrat. They're in the park celebrating. I'm going to go take over that apartment.
Wow.
No, I don't recommend it. I had to ghost him during COVID in my own building. It's really tough to ghost a person during a pandemic in your building.
That's
awesome. Like, where are you going to go?
Yeah. Right now? She was like, I'm going to Pittsburgh, and then just never went.
Yeah. I told her I was going to my parents' house. She was like, how is it? And I was like, it's great.
Wait, how long does that go on for? Because that's...
I would six love days. To be in 6 days
before he saw me in the building.
Oh, okay, all right. I think you see, I would have never left. I'd stayed in there for months, been like, oh my god, I wish you were seeing the Three Bridges with me right now.
The Pirates game. I can't wait for the Pirates to come back.
I mean, you. So were you?
Did
like,
you know this is where they shot Batman?
were you like? Would you get out of your door and be like checking the hallway? Like,
well, he lives in an. So the only way that I could promise myself, I know that he wasn't going to be in the elevator. He does live above me, so if the elevator was coming from a floor above me, I wouldn't get into it.
Oh my god!
Wow.
So if I called the elevator, I made sure elevator would come to mine, and then yeah, the elevator stopped, and I still run into him, and I always overshare. Like I never mean to, and I just start talking endlessly, and it's so humiliating.
But she ran into him with her new guy.
Oh no!
He was wearing a giant hat with a feather in it.
I'm good. Yeah.
A giant feather.
Your guy or the homeless guy?
Leveled up with a feather in his cap?
Yeah,
he's. We're still talking about the homeless guy?
Yeah, so.
Holy shit.
He lives in my building. My new boyfriend met him.
Okay.
It was very uncomfortable. And I wasn't going to let him know that was the guy I fucked in the building because he was wearing, like, a neon green jacket with a dragon on the back of it. He had a huge hat with a feather hanging up out of it.
These are all things that he collected from the car.
This guy might not be a homeless. This might be mystery.
Actually, as we're talking about Grand Theft Auto. Almost like a billionaire. Like something next level.
He definitely dumpster dives for his clothing or something. But I wasn't going to mention to my boyfriend that's who I slept with because that's too embarrassing. But like he could tell from the interaction like that was the guy.
Oh, you could tell.
Like, Randy? Yeah. Yeah. So wrong.
And was he like, he's just cool with the fact that he's dating a girl who fucked a homeless guy?
Yeah, he just lets me be.
He would be cool. He's cool like that.
Yeah. Just like whatever.
He fits in our life really well. I can't date anybody that Ashley doesn't like. I mean, seriously, I can't. Like,
he's not threatening to me. We told you before we started filming that Kelly and I had a very half and half trash moment. And I don't know, since I've come on, has anybody else been 50-50? Because remember, I was the first 50-50 split.
You were the first kind of... Yeah, I remember that because it was like private school, but you bumped little Wayne on the way to school.
We were young back then, too.
That's true.
I was still a rookie cop on the beat. Yeah. Yeah.
I was playing the harp as a kid, but then I was also coming back to the office to get a tattoo for my coworker.
That's what it was.
So a bar that we frequent around here, they just started selling corn dogs just for Barstool people. Just for Barstool. It's on the secret menu. You have to go in and you say, I work for Barstool. This was a Rhea thing. Rhea asked the owner of the bar to do it. Kelly and I went the other night and she had champagne, Burt Prosecco, and
which
I had
later I found out came out of a can, by the way. Yeah. So keep that in.
And white wine
mind.
And a corn dog. How trash is that?
Yeah, what do you think?
We were drinking out of like nice wine glasses.
I love the idea.
Like,
yeah, I had a champagne flute in one hand and a corn dog question,
but sorry, go.
I was just going to say, white wine and a corn dog sounds like a punk rock album name or something.
Covered starfish and hot dog flavored water.
The first time I did it, was last week before I went and saw Shane Gillis, and I was like, I don't really want to eat because I know we're going to eat there. But then I was like, what? White wine and corn dog, actually pretty good. So I went out of my way the other night with Kelly to do the same thing.
Listen, corn dogs are trash.
Yeah.
For sure. Through and through. Delicious, but trash.
Just battered and fried?
It's just a hot dog, they stick it in a pint glass.
Oh, Kevin.
We gotta go to the bar right after this.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, they're good.
They're so good.
You've never had a corn dog? I don't think so.
The bar is that one across the street.
Can I say something about corn dogs, though? I know that, and I said this to you. Corn dogs are delicious until you get too close to the stick, because then it tastes like trash. Like, it really tastes like garbage. You gotta pull it out. That's because you don't dip it in anything. No, I dip it in ketchup.
Oh, you do?
I dip it in some ketchup. And mustard if it's around.
I dip it in ketchup.
But the fact that you're ordering off this secret menu is
very classy.
But this complaint of the wood making corn dogs taste bad has been a complaint of mine for years. Like, every corn dog I've ever had is like, I'm getting too close to the stick. Like, you can't eat it off the stick. You have to pull the stick out, otherwise you can taste the wood.
Right.
And it tastes like a popsicle. You know how popsicles taste, but with a hot dog, it's gross.
Yeah, it gives that earthy fairground taste.
Yeah, I don't love it.
That's what I'm looking for.
You don't want ketchup on it. That's all.
Let me say that ketchup or mustard. Mustard would be the
brown mustard.
Can someone tell me brown mustard?
But let me say this. I don't want you to fret. You're drinking white wine with it.
Yeah.
The batter is actually a version of pancake batter, which if you put pancake batter and Prosecco together, you're at brunch.
Holy shit!
What's wrong with that? So you're a splash of orange juice away from being pretty classy.
Hey, listen to this.
That's all I needed to hear.
The hot dog's basically
bacon.
Yes. I mean
bacon pancakes and
eggs, there you go.
Yes.
So
it's
so good.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
I've ordered it.
One time I ordered in Montana, and I just remember being like,
you got a hooker in Montana?
Dude, I made a fucking decision, and it wasn't the right one.
Also, sex work is a respectable
business. Yes, it is, Chris. Shut up. I knew there wouldn't be that many options.
Right.
So I was like, mature. I'm a big mature lady fan.
Big mature?
Big mature.
No. You're a big fan of mature ladies.
Yes,
I know.
And I ordered one in.
I see it.
Oh boy, it was not. It was like
she was Montana mature.
Montana. I had to turn her away.
Yeah, you turn her away. Oh, I'm just gonna ask. Did you pay her? See, dude, I would.
What? I was like, he left. I don't know what happened.
That's a good angle.
Somebody
my buddy must have done. He's gone.
A hooker to Portnoy once. He did this Instagram live series where he would unbox all the shit that people were mailing to him, and somebody sent him a hooker, and I don't believe she was very attractive, and he also didn't want a hooker.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like at the peak of the unboxing.
Man,
so,
if somebody sent me a hooker, I'd be like,
yeah, who doesn't want a hooker?
Thank God. What a nice treat. I can still maintain I've never.
You've never done it. You don't have to worry about the shame.
But
you know?
If somebody, there was like when McCusker.
It's respectable.
McCusker bought two flashlights.
And it's like, well, I got it. Oh, yeah. I have it.
And he was like, you want the other one? I was like, yes.
Perfect. Did you clean it and maintain it and keep it?
Nobody's going to do that.
I did.
No.
You did. As soon as you
I used it once,
you
got to
shower.
It.
You got to shower right away with it.
See, I couldn't bring myself to do that. I used it and like a fucking.
Chris left it in the fucking shower.
No.
I got in the shower. I was reaching for the shampoo.
Look, he's going to defend himself.
I know.
He's like, what?
It was just a sex tour.
It was just a big rubber tube of my cum. What's the problem?
I rinsed it out. In the shower.
So you rinsed it and then just left it and forgot about it?
Yeah.
And then obviously,
Band-Aid was in the shower.
You know where I was? I was on the couch bringing Sunderland back to
prison. What's wrong with that?
Chris comes out. I'm like, dude, do you see what you left in there? And he comes back out, dripping onto the floor, out of the fleshlight. He's like, what?
Dude,
there's soap in there.
You
I was like, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen. That's
you guys are
fuck
so
you, Chris.
Terrible.
Dude,
I can't imagine the den you're going to live in when I live there. It's going to be unbelievable.
You two are together, baby. Bert and Ernie over
there. Fuck, my eyebrows, too.
you guys really are Bert and Ernie.
The height difference.
Perfect.
Bert and Ernie.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow,
this is a
I put
issue,
that together. Look at Bert and Ernie.
Wait,
Jeopardy and that guy coming in and all this in his past.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know. I was like, how are you getting mess up Jeopardy? but and like the thing is, anybody could get that point across like this. But when you're like, I can't believe this. And when you talk and you get that energy, people are like,
It took me a while, man. Like in the beginning,
not overnight.
It was so awkward on camera.
More used to writing.
And the more, the worst is, like, even when I first started, I hate just being in front of a camera. I don't mind talking in front of a mic. I was in the UFC. Hey, give me a microphone. There's thousands of people. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say something. That's fine. But when you're like on camera, hey, these are your bullet points, this, that, and you're like, like that. I feel like I'm on casting couch. You know? I know I just have to say something. I'm nervous and I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you this. As a fighter that's literally been in there in the UFC in the highest of pressure situations, do you feel as much pressure like when you're in Gorilla tomorrow waiting to go out in front of 80,000? Or is that kind of calm, cool, collected? I've been here.
Now, when it comes to wrestling, I love wrestling and like fighting. That comes natural to me. I mean, it's like that's just second nature. The promos, though, especially if they want me to say certain things, because sometimes I just, especially with the crowd, people are chanting, and I'm like, yeah, here's the mic. I'm like, bro.
And then you get the pop. Yeah.
But that's all you maybe dance. And while I'm dancing, I'm like, what am I supposed to say? That's right, Randy's there. Hey, Randy, you know, whatever.
Have you ever forgotten your lines?
No, but Randy forgot his lines one time, and I asked what his next line was, and everybody copped
like,
on.
What's my line? What's he got? Botchamania,
Sometimes you get carried away, though, and you're like, what was this? Even in interviews, like, what was I saying again?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point of this conversation? But that's what's real life for me, you know? Irish people just have to, just say, they say gift to the gab, but they just like to talk and hear ourselves talk a lot, you know what I mean? Especially with a couple of pints, but like, I'll just go off down the road and I'll be like, hang on a second, What was the point of this conversation again? But Randy, no, that was a joke. But of course, I've gotten a couple of times. But you just have to improvise and just
find your
work
way
your way around the cul-de-sac. It's like driving down a dead end, and you get to the road, and it's like a little one of those circles. You just drive around a circle, and you just come back up, and then you take the left that you're supposed to take earlier on.
Sometimes you hit a 3-point turn. Whatever, you got to get back on.
I can't do 3-point turns.
Just say bro.
Yeah, just yell bro and see how the crowd reacts to that.
I'll say fella.
There you go.
Debate about this last week, I guess it was. Would you, I guess we were talking about it from a guy point of view, would you rather a guy come a lot or come a little, not come at all?
Thank you so much for seeing me.
she was like, I will defer to the queen.
Our queen of cum. Queen of cum. Great
creature. Girl, gotta eat cum.
I feel like my moment is happening. Oh my God. okay, are we talking like the amount of times per day or the, oh my God.
Yeah, like a single, single incident.
I like
incidents.
A lot of it, like medium to large, out of like a veggie. Yeah. I just want a grande today. No, this is the clip you guys are gonna use. I love cum. I like cum talk. I like a lot of. You like to hear about quantities of cum. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you want? I want to cum buckets, girl.
Yeah. I like to hear about it. Yeah. Okay. I guess.
But then when it comes down to it. You want it also?
Yes, I want it. Okay. I used to date somebody that didn't come a lot, so I'm like scarred from it. So now, like, I want it all the time.
Meaning, like, just not a lot each time, or like sometimes no time.
Yeah, just like, not a lot. Time. Like nothing's right. coming out.
I mean,
what do you mean?
His stomach is getting weaker.
Is it because of the cum?
Now you can't. Our career is fucked if you can't.
Fine. I'll say what I'm thinking about the fear factor thing.
Oh, when they drink.
Oh my god.
Have you never seen this?
No.
He'll throw.
He gets like
if I push him, he'll puke.
Right?
Like,
don't.
I'll do it. It's like a fear factor. You know what I'm talking about? When they had to drink like a quarter.
He's like Dixie D'Amelio, who just throws up at everything.
He gets gagged.
Once I get it down, we're good.
The reason why fear factor got kicked off the air was because they drank a quart of donkey cum.
What?
And so they had to like guzzle it down. They had to drink warm cum from a donkey.
Oh my god!
Told you.
Yes!
I mean, I can do this.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
I've seen it all!
Yeah.
Interns are mortified.
We broke girls gotta eat. Like, they're tough, they can hang, and they are horrified.
Did you see it come out of his body? I feel like
there might be part of them that thinks, like, we did this, put this on
his
head. We're gonna have to, like, throw up 10 minutes in. That's just what he does.
I just feel like he's, like, a weak person.
Huh?
You guys can watch up.
He's a weak-minded child. Yeah,
I'm not so grossed out about the puke. I just didn't. I didn't think people did that like
no,
that.
No,
I
don't
think
they
control themselves.
He does it all.
He does it all the time.
Yeah.
We had Bobby Kelly the other day. He puked in front of him. He left the room.
Did you puke into a trash can, or are you just on the
trash
can? I thought you were like the interns. The interns will deal with it.
You just puked on the floor. That was a good amount of puke.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's because you just had that big lunch.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute. Are you guys trying to talk down to pigs in a blanket?
No, I'm trying to talk down.
No, I'm
on a Wednesday by yourself. Yeah, a little bit.
No,
well, that was my confession.
That's a weird snack.
It's my dinner.
That's a weird dinner.
Yeah. I don't think that's weird at all.
Dinner.
It's like, all right, once a year,
that's why I'm confessing it.
But I don't think that's that weird.
Every dinner I've ever had at my parents' house is snacks like that.
It's just making his own.
And at 9 p.m., we're like, oh, we're kind of hungry. You should be like, eat something real.
Eating real?
Any appetizer for dinner is weird.
Well, that's bullshit.
Like, I'm going to have,
fuck you.
I'm going to have 17 mini hot dogs for dinner.
Yeah, that's
why. Why not?
It's delicious.
Like, what about when you have like,
it's bizarre. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying I'm going to call the police on you. I'll think about it.
Well, that is why I confessed it, because I was like, I just had a, you know, I made them, and then I was like, oh, that was really easy. Mm-hmm. And actually, what I do is, I didn't realize when usually, like, when my mom makes it or whatever, I didn't realize you're supposed to cut the crescent rolls.
I made big ones.
So I had, like, a ton of crescent roll and then a little bit of hot dog, and it was pretty good.
Have you ever made, I did the same exact thing when I was younger and I was making them, I didn't feel like cutting them up once, and we had regular size hot dogs. Yeah. So I made like regular size hot dogs. Yeah, I put some cheese on the inside.
Great. Let's go.
Now you want
that's the
Jack Daniel's chicken wings, whatever, at Fridays.
Yeah,
best appetizer for dinner.
KFC, do you walk around the apartment with the tray?
He's waiting on the kitchen door.
Bunch of toothpicks.
I see nothing wrong with it, Kev.
You're doing it, boo. No, that's weird.
You're
to the good side, bro.
You've never had a massage?
Well, I had one massage. I hated every second of it.
Was it a man or a woman?
I've never gotten a happy ending.
So that's why you've
been molested? No, that's the thing. Sure. This guy did this.
Oh, it was a guy. That's the first problem.
And which, like, I don't care about the guy. But it was we were in Portugal and he just did this thing where he like twisted
this is I've never seen that.
That's wrong. What happened here was wrong.
Okay, and it's all right to cry.
You like? And I was like, nah,
no,
really, man. And then so me and my dad,
and it was crazy.
Me and my dad, my whole family went, right? And then me and my dad had the same guy. So like it was like different, you know, stages. And my dad, like, we were driving home after. It was almost like we're just weirdly silent in the car. And he's like, did he do the belly button thing?
It's his finishing move. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, what the fuck was that, dude?
Dude, that is not. I feel like I've had, like, 50 massages in my life. There's no belly button playing whatsoever.
Nobody's touched my belly button ever.
It was like he's asking. He's like, did he suck your dick, too? He's like, did he do the belly button thing? I'm like, yeah, that was insane. What was that? You like?
No.
See, I would weird me out, too. I wouldn't do that.
No, I would never get
you guys are awful ones.
Yeah, you got for sure. Assaulted.
It's like one of those things. Did you not realize that was fucked up until right now?
No. I knew as soon as my dad was afraid to ask me if it happened. Yeah. I was like, that might have been obscure.
You're being bizarrely quiet during this conversation.
I've never gotten a massage, but I was just thinking if they were playing, because I have such an innie belly button.
Oh, dude.
My belly button's like a fucking diva cup.
We had John Cena on the podcast, and I swear to God, he almost like risked it all just to fuck this thing. He was like,
He's sitting bitch, I think. And he's like reaching over to Dan, like fingering
inside,
and his face, he's like,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, he realized I feel at the bottom of my
dude, I want to drop. I want to drop. You know,
in fairness, wasn't he on Molly for like 18
years? Yeah, just everything's okay. Dude, I want to drop a fucking penny down.
I can put quarters in here. Yeah, absolutely.
Like dating someone's gonna stop that.
She's gonna. Kevin, no doing that.
I'm dating somebody because I accidentally sent him a text message.
Okay, let's talk about
yes that I meant to send to the guy that I'm dating.
That's the worst thing that can happen.
We need to unpack it. Because I need to know, you did you see it right away and you had to sit on it for 30 minutes? Like, were you like, this is gonna ruin the friendship? Or,
so
like,
what had happened was, not without giving too much information, he was talking to me about a girl and something that was going on, and I was giving him advice, we were talking, and then I sent my man a text, and then I realized that, like, my man and Kevin, neither of them were texting me back, and I was like, it's so fucking weird that, like, I sent this, like, really sweet text, and he, like, texted me back, and what I had sent to him was, I miss you so much, I wish we were snuggling on the couch together. And he just never responded to me.
That is
okay. Now we need your side of the story.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like when I saw that. Like, did I see it? I would not, if I saw that, like, I wouldn't have just been like, I'm not responding. I would have been like, oh, you dumb.
You want to come over?
So, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't try to fuck me. He's like, no.
There's no way. So I must have like fallen asleep or put my phone down and then saw it like much later or whatever it was, because I would have been, because that is
on it.
I mean, I would, that to me is like the worst, most like embarrassing thing you can do.
Yeah, but how would you have known
that was a mistake. How would you have not known Raina was shooting her shot?
It could have been.
It does sound like shooting my shot.
Yeah.
And it's worse. I wish I would have been like, I wish I could suck your dick. Like, I wish it was like a dirty, hot text that was like, I wish I could also ride your cock. But like, instead I'm like, I want to snuggle you on the couch. It's more terrifying.
Yes.
He would have known if Raina was like, I can't wait for like that to suck the cum out of your dick. He would have been like, that's probably a mistake.
That's what I didn't figure
out. No, honestly, I feel like more, I would have been like, yeah, that's
a weird way to say blowjob, too.
It's a literal.
It's a dirty. That's her line. That is an original line.
I didn't make that. That's her line.
I'm picturing like when a snake bites you and you gotta suck the venom out of the bite.
I'm picturing it's like when you're really dehydrated and you have one of those fucking weird cum shots.
What?
It's got like a thick cum when you're really dehydrated.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's a much more viscous.
I don't know about that. That's like a fucking hydrated thing. They're using their whatever.
They're gonna have to make a movie about you, right?
Huh?
They gotta make a movie about you.
No,
being, like the family.
They'll make a movie about somebody else.
Like, you know what I mean? Family. The family who's all, you know, fucking powerful and rich and white and buttoned up, and you're just like,
they're like, look at this person who gave up all of her chances to be somebody to go hang out with comics in a basement.
Yeah, but sick OnlyFans.
But she's got that.
She's got that cigarette foot account.
What if I told you you can do OnlyFans and do comedy? Like, you're just putting up like short bits on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But you have to be like, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
But it's like,
and you're
going to
get a shit ton of money.
Guitar and Forrest
but it's, all, it's, just, it's just bits on OnlyFans?
Yeah. Like, whatever you want it to be, but it's comedy.
Bits
you don't have
tits.
To do anything sexual.
Bits and tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's just comedy, I would do it.
Yeah, as a woman, let me ask you this. As a woman.
I'm serious.
I'm
serious. You start a sentence like that.
As a woman, first of all, I believe all women. As a woman. No, I just want to say, that. No, but seriously, as a woman, do you think like prostitution not being legal is a knock against feminism? It's like, why? Especially now, could you imagine was completely legal? I'm not saying you want to do this, but like females would want to go out there and they could make thousands of dollars a week and have sex with lonely guys, but you legally can't do that. Isn't that anti-feminist? If we're just having a discussion that nobody asked about?
I don't know.
I'm with you, by the way.
I got a daughter.
I think if you want to do it, you should be able to do it.
Just fucking do it.
Like everything else in the world, legalize it, regulate it, make it safe, make money.
What's the issue?
Yeah, but I do. Here's the thing is, I think that prostitutes are literally the stand-up comics of that world. Like, they could just stay at home and sell their pussy online and not touch anybody.
But why is that illegal?
You can do it, but you're an idiot because you're living in the past.
There's some road dog prostitutes that are just
dude, I just call them
tits.
They're way up to
the edge. Yeah, they're like, I like to be in there. I like to be in the trenches.
A little prosty. So you're saying that, like, good old-fashioned hookers are just like, your old hat. You guys are done. You're living in the
no. They're the stand-up
like
comics.
Old Broadway actors.
OnlyFans.
What he's describing.
Yeah.
The
I just think it should be legal. Stage.
The prostitutes were on the corner sucking dick in the car.
Yeah.
Are the idiots doing comedy for the fucking horns?
Absolutely. You
know? I think they should be. I think everyone should be allowed to do it. But I just think if you're out there, like, you know, hauling your shit around in a fucking RAV4, you're an idiot.
I had an uncle who told me when I was young. He's like, yeah, I bite my toenails off, and to this day, it's astounded me. I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Oh, I can do that.
Listen, I've gotten in there.
You can do that?
I don't do
that. That's kind of his away from the... He can say he can suck his
ass. Oh, my God! Oh,
whoa!
Pow.
Wow! Somebody does yoga.
Wow!
It's a weird thing.
My body is a fucking disaster.
Can you put it behind
you? No, I can't do that. I'm trying.
I did not think you could do that.
I know.
I've seen you do things. That's not...
I don't think I can get...
You can't get to, like, above your waist, I don't think.
I'm going to have to use the wall for help, but...
No, you can't use the wall. No, you're looking...
Rules of toenails.
I can't get up to my fucking waist.
Buddy, I'm in here. I'm fucking right in here.
No, I can't.
I'm right in. I can get in here. Are you crazy?
Learn something new about yourself.
I mean, Rose was just like talking about
me. Whose leg is that? That's crazy.
Get a fucking fans only pick.
Listen,
you can do
just do that. I'm just gonna do stretches on the
Seriously, you'll make 20 grand a month.
You can
make
money doing that.
Rosebud stretches.
Done. Okay, great. Yeah. That's it. I'm starting it when I get
Why
off.
Why are you
nah,
so
you
mad?
Kidding.
Yeah.
I thought you were yelling at Sean.
They're gonna find more money into this.
I'm pissed because I spent 5 years trying to come up with an act and now it's stretching
online.
It's
out the window, man. It's out the window. Forget
That's
about it.
That's the one thing I do like about like stand. There's a lot of stand-up comics who are still clinging to like, nah, if I just do some of these park shows, it's coming back next week, and you're like, they're like, stand-up will never go away. It's like, stand-up didn't exist 100 years ago. Stand-up didn't exist 70 years ago. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a blip on the radar. Yeah. I don't even remember stand-up because it's fucking dead.
That's hurtful,
we are,
but yes,
we are
I
a thin layer of electricity away from the screaming crazy person in Port Authority.
That's
some of the shows. That's some of the shows, we just are that guy.
You
in
were
the
saying
park.
The Central Park shows is just like you're a ranting, raving lunatic.
People are no microphone. It's actually when you see it's like the addiction that a lot of us had when they're like out there in the park yelling with no microphone. It's like, what are we clinically insane?
Yeah.
It's just showing the mental illness now. It's highlighting.
It also shows what sheep people are that just walk by and also congregate into the area. They have no idea what's
gross,
going on, whether it's entertaining or not, but they're like, somebody shouting, others looking, I'm in.
It is easy. Like,
but that's.
I'll go to it. Like a moth to a light. I'm a little bit saying something?
Oh, yeah. Like the social experiments where there's just a line and then people just stand on the back of the line because they're like, must be important.
Have you seen that fucking show? The Push?
Oh, yes, I saw
that.
It's a
Netflix show where they convince people to murder somebody.
And cover up a
they
murder.
They try to see if they can cover up a murder.
And they cover up a murder.
Wait, it's like a reality for realsy show.
Yes. And I think they did it like 1,000 times.
It was a documentary.
These are like two times it worked.
So this guy does is like he has this person, he programs them to like come to this party and they find a dead body and then they like murder the only other person who thought they did it. And just by pushing them off the ledge of a roof.
Right.
And that person is tied up. So they just kind of live.
But there's so
much. But there are people who just go up and they're like, fuck it, I gotta kill the guy. And they push him off. And the guy swings and there's.
Do they go to jail for attempted murder?
No, they just are basically like, hey, you're a piece of shit. You would have killed somebody tonight. And they're like,
can't like a court of law be like, yeah, but it's still attempted murder?
But that's
it's
the
like
thing.
No stakes to catch a predator.
They, yeah, exactly. But they did so,
honestly,
much.
The way that like some of the people in on it were like, yo, you are now an accessory to this. Like you're a part of it, whether you like it or not. So what are we gonna do? I'd probably
yeah.
be like,
it's really the okay, way they it takes place over like the whole night, so it's little things. Like, you know, it'd be like, Rosebud, quick, pick up that drink. And you're like, okay. And because they're like, help me out. Like, they look busy. So then they're like training you to like subconsciously listen to their commands. It's fucking creepy.
It's why I
would do it. Yeah, you would definitely do it.
I don't think so. You get socially dominated.
I know, that's what I mean. I'd jump something.
Oh, just go.
With an accent.
Like, no, there's a little guy.
Yeah, and just be like, oh, shit.
Someone actually did the push.
Yeah, multiple people did it.
I thought it was like they witnessed it, but they actually had
people
like,
people try and
because the one guy. The guy who they need to push is like, I'm gonna call the cops after I smoke a cigarette on this ledge of the roof. Like, now's the chance. I'm like, it's crazy.
Sean, you'd push him and you'd be like, holy shit, he's on a rope. We gotta cut this rope.
That's the one part about it that doesn't make sense to me. If you commit to committing a murder and you shove someone off a roof, you're gonna look for the splat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all do this and then go, oh, and run away. No,
there's they like to find the people to do the show. They would have them like come in. There was like a long process, and they'd have them come in and like fill out forms, and then there would be 8 actors there with them, and like the 8 actors would stand up in the middle of filling out the form. And then they would see if the guy would stand up too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd stand up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with 7 people.
About to stand up.
I really want to stand up.
Like,
I really have a feeling that I would not. I really have a feeling that I would just look around and be like, why is everybody standing up?
I kind of think the same thing.
Well, then you'd be out.
I would just start sucking cock.
They stand up, you get down.
This is what it is.
They're like, get this guy the fuck out. We don't know what. Show
35 minutes in before Chris started talking about sucking dick, like, I would have taken the over.
Chris, like, I feel a little blow bang by like 10 minutes.
The only reason why is because I did like 3 podcasts today, so I did all this cock sucking thing.
Like,
it's just in a different thing, but I'll let him rip.
I mean,
if you want,
if you
want, whatever you want to do, I'll do whatever Chris wants.
Who's gonna suck?
Yeah, dude, yes, whatever you need.
Who which dick Chris would be sucking when we were talking about the panel here.
I don't know. My brain went out, and then I came back into consciousness when you were like, who's going to suck Chris's dick?
Rose butt.
What happened?
Rose butt.
Again, only pants.
I was like, what happened in the conversation that we got from...
What it is.
What the fuck?
What are you going to do?
I thought Chris was sucking all your dicks.
You know he wants to.
Dude, as long as you're circumcised.
As long as you're circumcised.
You're fucking doing
anything
on sharks.
I'm trying to do a
today's world.
Reverse magic trick. Well,
too many honestly, extra places for Corona to hide. Yeah.
Roll up your own sleeves.
Yeah.